go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Do you feel like you have a handle on your emotions? Most of us don't. But is that because we're totally out of control or too much in control? Let's find out together as we look at over-controlled versus under-controlled behaviors. Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Monica Johnson. Every week on this show, I'll help you face life's challenges with evidence-based approaches, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Over-controlled coping is a central concept in radically open dialectical behavior therapy, or RODBT for short. This therapeutic approach was developed by Dr. Thomas Lynch, and it's designed to help individuals who tend to use excessive self-control and emotional restraint as their primary ways of navigating the world. These individuals often find it challenging to express their emotions openly and may struggle with forming and maintaining meaningful connections with others. To gain a deeper understanding of over-controlled coping and RODBT, let's explore this concept in more detail. Over-controlled coping refers to a particular style of emotional regulation characterized by the following key traits. Emotional suppression. Individuals who employ over-controlled coping tend to suppress or conceal their emotions, even when experiencing intense or distressing feelings. They might hide their emotional reactions from others, and at times even from themselves. This suppression can become a habitual and automatic response to emotional stimuli. Social isolation. Over-controlled individuals often struggle to connect with others on an emotional level. This emotional isolation can result from their inability to openly share their feelings and experiences. Consequently, they may have difficulty forming and maintaining close relationships, leading to feelings of loneliness and disconnection. Rigidity. People with over-controlled coping styles often exhibit rigidity and perfectionistic tendencies. They may have high standards for themselves and a preference for structure and predictability. This rigid approach to life can make it challenging for them to adapt to change or be spontaneous as they strive to maintain a sense of control. Emotion-driven behaviors. Paradoxically, individuals employing over-controlled coping may experience significant internal emotional distress despite outwardly appearing composed and in control. This internal turmoil can manifest in behaviors such as self-harm, substance abuse, or other maladaptive coping mechanisms as a way to manage their intense emotions. Limited emotional expression. RODBT aims to help individuals with over-controlled coping styles learn to express their emotions more openly and adaptively. This includes recognizing and acknowledging their emotions, finding healthy ways to communicate them, and building connections with others based on emotional authenticity. Over-controlled coping can lead to a range of challenges and difficulties in an individual's life. For instance, you can have interpersonal difficulties. The reluctance to express emotions openly can hinder effective communication and connection with others. This can lead to misunderstandings, conflicts, and an overall sense of alienation. Emotional suffering. Internally, over-controlled individuals often experience emotional distress that remains unacknowledged or unaddressed. This internal turmoil can contribute to conditions such as anxiety, depression, or other emotional disorders. Limited emotional growth. Over-controlled coping styles can inhibit personal and emotional growth. Individuals may miss out on valuable opportunities for self-discovery, self-acceptance, and personal development because of their rigid emotional control.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Now let's define under-controlled coping. Under-controlled coping focuses on individuals who exhibit a tendency towards impulsive and emotionally dysregulated behaviors. Understanding under-controlled coping involves recognizing the characteristics, challenges, and therapeutic strategies associated with this coping style. It tends to be categorized by the following traits. Emotional dysregulation. Individuals with under-controlled coping often struggle to manage and regulate their emotions effectively. They may experience intense emotional reactions that are difficult to modulate or control. Impulsivity. Under-controlled individuals are prone to acting on their emotions impulsively without considering the consequences. This impulsivity can lead to rash decisions and impulsive behaviors that they later regret. Under-controlled individuals often have difficulty delaying gratification and may seek immediate relief from emotional distress through impulsive actions like substance abuse. Emotion-driven behaviors. Individuals with under-controlled coping may engage in behaviors such as self-harm, substance abuse, reckless driving, or aggressive outbursts as a way to cope with their intense emotions. These behaviors can provide temporary relief, but often lead to negative outcomes. Emotional instability. Under-controlled coping can result in emotional instability, leading to mood swings and more erratic behavior. These fluctuations and emotional states can disrupt relationships and overall well-being. Under-controlled coping can result in a range of challenges and difficulties in an individual's life. And you guessed it, the first one is interpersonal conflict. Frequent emotional outbursts and impulsive behavior can strain relationships. People with under-controlled coping may have difficulty maintaining stable and healthy interpersonal connections. Next is emotional suffering. Despite the outward expression of emotions, under-controlled individuals often experience intense emotional distress. Their emotions may feel overwhelming and uncontrollable, leading to psychological difficulties such as anxiety and depression. Impaired decision-making. Impulsivity can lead to poor decision-making, which can have negative consequences in various areas of life, including finances, relationships, and work. As you can see, whether you're over or under-controlled, it can lead to problems. The key here is to have an understanding of where you fall on the spectrum and how the consequences show up for you. Once you're able to do that, you can work on tailoring coping solutions to your own system. Are you over-controlled or out of control? Let me know on Instagram at KindMindPsych. You can also reach out to me via my email at psychologist@quickanddirtytips.com or leave a voicemail at 929-256-2191. The Savvy Psychologist is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. And our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. Follow Savvy Psychologist on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's all for this episode of Savvy Psychologist. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.